Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this wonderful Father's Day weekend. The weather is delightful here in the Northeast, where we broadcast from, out of New York City. And it's warm and sunny in the daytime and cool and good sleeping weather at night. So couldn't ask for a better Father's Day weekend, and we've got lots of health information in store for you. You can call us 888-302-3684. That's our number. And if you had been the recipient of our weekly newsletter, please go to drhoffman.com and sign up right now. You would have seen an article, the first in a three-part series, about heartburn and how to treat it or how not to treat it. And the big newsflash is that, contrary to what science has believed for over 80 years, the big dogma is that heartburn is about excess acidity. You remember those commercials? If you're old enough, you remember that certain remedy, I guess it was Rolaids, absorbs 90 times its weight in stomach acid. The idea being that if we could just kill the stomach acid, then you wouldn't have any more heartburn. Well, you get temporary relief by stopping acidity. And over the years, we developed ever more powerful acid-blocking medication. The first generation was included Zantac, Pepcid, Tagamet, and now we have even more powerful proton pump inhibitors, like Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, Acifex, and Protonix. These powerful proton pump inhibitors completely stop acid production, and yet many patients become reliant on them for a lifetime. That is because of something called rebound. When you push down the acid secretion for a long time, it's kind of like pent-up demand. And when you stop taking the medication, the acid comes back with a vengeance and creates symptoms. And that makes people believe that they need to take these medications for a lifetime. The question is whether they really need to take them, or they still have inflammation, or whether they have an ulcer. But actually, what they have is rebound, the hyperacidity caused by years of taking these medications. So they did a new study, and contrary to what we believed for over eight decades, we may have been barking up the wrong tree. It turns out GERD is caused by inflammation, not hyperacidity. Inflammation doesn't simply go away when you remove the acid. The underlying inflammatory problem may make it likely that once you allow the acid secretion to return, that the pain will come back. So, number one, PPIs are targeting the wrong problem. They reduce the acidity. Yeah, they work. Sometimes. Sometimes they don't. That's why many patients come to see me, because they don't only partial or incomplete relief from their GERD symptoms. But also they create a lot of side effects. They create nutritional deficiencies. There is even a black box warning on these medications that warns that they may cause critical deficiencies of magnesium. Now, magnesium is ultra important for the heart. It's important for many functions in the body. It's an energy cofactor. So you can't do well if you have magnesium deficiency caused by months and years of using these PPIs. B12 deficiency is common. Vitamin D deficiency, calcium, zinc, and iron are also malabsorbed, as well as other nutrients. And as a consequence of this malabsorption, there's a higher risk of osteoporosis in people who take these medications long-term. It has been found that regular users of proton pump inhibitors were 16 to 21% more likely to suffer a heart attack than comparable GERD sufferers who didn't use the drugs. They had to match them to GERD sufferers because they figure, you know, if you got GERD, maybe for some reason you've got higher risk of heart attack. But no, it was the PPIs causing the higher risk. Dementia. Users of PPIs were found to have a 44% higher risk of dementia. there's a greater susceptibility to gastrointestinal infections when you take these drugs. If you go on holiday down to Mexico or to exotic parts of the world, if you go on a cruise ship, those who take these medications are more likely to come down with Montezuma's Revenge or with norovirus or food poisoning. C. difficile, a very, very tenacious and dangerous bug, far more likely if you take these medications. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, gas, bloating, indigestion, far more common in people who take PPIs long-term. And that's because if you mess with the stomach acidity, you'll change the composition of the bacteria in the intestine, and the result is IBS. And even pneumonia, higher risk of pneumonia, because if you don't kill the bacteria with stomach acid, the bacteria will proliferate in the stomach. And some older adults have swallowing problems that cause them to reflux stomach content, and then that gets into the breathing apparatus. And if it's got bacteria in it, it will cause a higher risk of aspiration pneumonia. So another risk of PPIs. Recently, it's been revealed that PPIs associated with a higher risk of kidney problems. And on it goes. Nausea, rash, headache are also common complaints in those taking acid blockers. So we really need to target the inflammatory basis of GERD. And in coming weeks, I'm going to talk about strategies, dietary strategies, supplement strategies that help patients with GERD. So subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com for a full rundown of the latest information about how to treat your heartburn and how to kick the PPI habit. We'll provide you with detailed protocols on how you can wean yourself off these powerful dependency-causing medications. 888-302-3684 is our number. And let's talk to Deborah in Florida, who has, it says on the screen here that you have leaky vowels, but I don't think that, you don't have leaky consonants, do you? I think you probably have leaky bowels. Is that what you're
calling about? No, leaky mitral valve and aorta valve.
Oh, okay, because it says you have leaky vowels, which is,
yep, vowel.
Some people, you know, that would be like, you know, A, E, I, O, U, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just had I've had them for a few years. They discovered I have mitral valve prolapse, regurgitant in the mitral valve, and moderate in the aorta valve. Now I just had an echo last week, and they said that I have stenosis in the aorta valve, and I'm really frightened over it.
Okay, so what? How old are you, please?
58.
58?
Yes.
Okay, so a little more concerned because you're relatively young. I mean, if you were to tell me that, I mean, you sound young, but if you were to tell me that you were a young sounding, 78 or 88, I'd say, you know, this is pretty common, and it's not likely that this is going to have big implications for you. I mean, rarely this will progress to the point where late in life you may need surgery. When you're younger and this is happening, there's slightly increased chance that over the years this will progress to the point where you could have the need for some kind of valve repair surgery. That's the issue. But this finding doesn't mean a hill of beans at this point, because are you having trouble with exertion? You have difficulty climbing stairs? Are you having symptoms? You're having swollen ankles?
No,
I
walk 3 miles a day and I'm fine, but ever since I found out, I'm, you know, feeling like a...
Well, see, this is one of the disadvantages of modern medicine, is that now you know you have something that, you know, 50 years ago you wouldn't have known about because the imaging techniques weren't there and you wouldn't have worried about it until problems arose. So I would just forget about these, you know, minor findings.
Is there a special diet to follow with that? Because I have normal cholesterol
There's a special diet to follow. Yeah, which is an excellent diet. You want to be the best diet you can be on, because, you know, excess weight, bad diet can contribute to, you know, put more of a burden on your heart. I mean, there's no question. But is there like some, you know, like magical, you know, eating more turnips, or, you know, having cranberries, or, you know, putting, you know, eating, or raw liver or something like that. No, that's not the answer. So
no.
What can help, and I've seen it actually help people prolong the time that their heart functions normally with misshapen valves or stenosed valves, is coenzyme Q10. I would recommend that you take, take high dose CoQ10, you know, maybe as much as 400 or even 800 of CoQ10, or 300 or 400 milligrams of ubiquinol, because that will actually increase the strength of your heart. It also helps what's called diastole, which is the filling that occurs after the heartbeat. And many patients with valvular problems, the problem is not that they're not squeezing out enough blood. It's that the diastole is abnormal. And CoQ10 specifically attacks that and can help
I have low blood pressure. I have low blood pressure, and I'm not overweight. I'm underweight. Yes.
Even better, because the high blood pressure can contribute to output problems in the heart. So, you know, what this has done, unfortunately, has created some apprehension for you. It wasn't even explained to you. That's why you have to call a doctor's show on a weekend to get a proper explanation. Yes. What you'll do is you'll go to the cardiologist maybe on an annual basis or every couple of years just to see how this is doing, if it's progressing. Or, of course, if you have the new onset of symptoms, you know, such as sudden breathlessness and inability to exert yourself, then, you know, requires that you go in and get checked. But I think that, you know, you may die happily at 103.
I hope
from natural causes without this even coming to light.
Yep. Doctor, one more thing before I go. What I do get a lot of is PVCs, but they had me hooked up to a heart monitor and they said, yes, I get it, but my heart is in normal rhythm.
That's fine. You know, so PVCs, regular skip beats. I mean, this is something that can be helped with magnesium, and also coenzyme Q10 can help as well. Fish oil has also been shown to have a suppressive effect on PVC. So up your intake of fish oil, maybe take, instead of a pill or two a day, take even four or six a day for the condition of PVCs. All right? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoppen. Sure, my pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoppen. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I'm glad it wasn't leaky vowels. Because leaky vowels, you got to call a grammar show for that. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And if you can't get through today or decide not to, maybe you're too busy getting ready for the Father's Day barbecue, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We welcome questions. We can't answer each of them individually by email. But you will get a response, because we'll use your question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we'll answer your question in detail. If you listen to our podcast a couple of weeks later, you'll hear a full answer. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question through to us. All right, let's talk now to Dale in Jersey City, New Jersey. How are you doing, Dale?
Good, doctor. How are you?
Excellent.
I have a very typical baby boomer question. I mean, I'm 65. I still think I'm 35, but the calendar tells me different. Another thing that's telling me different is about the stiffness in my leg. I mean, if I sit for any amount of time, when I stand up, I mean, for a few seconds, the legs won't work. They're stiff. Mm-hmm. They're just, I mean, the knees, it seems like the muscles, so... Any way to counter that?
Well, absolutely. And, look, to some extent, this is a natural feature of aging, because just as your eyes require glasses, you know, usually around the time you're, you know, 45 or 50, most people require reading glasses. That's because there's a stiffening of the lens in the eye so that you can't do the kind of accommodation that's necessary for a reading. So it's a natural process. I don't think there's any way to forestall it. I don't know that many people who never need reading glasses. There's going to be some contraction of the muscles, some stiffening of the collagen. That's going to happen. But how to forestall it? I've discovered that, you know, one of the best ways to forestall it, is with diet. And, you know, when you eat indiscriminately of foods that, have poor quality fats, that, may be allergenic, foods like wheat and dairy are problematic for some people. It makes a big difference. Lots of sugar can cause cross-linking of the collagen. And so really clean diet. I mean, I noticed for me, you know, since I'm athletic and, you know, try to do all these biking and running exploits, you know, occasionally I'll have stiffness. It's typical for athletes. But since I've been on a paleo diet, following the Whole 30 program, I've really seen a benefit. Are there supplements that are beneficial? Yes, high dose fish oil, glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin. Some people take extracts of collagen, or they take hyaluronic acid. These are some of the things that can be beneficial. Magnesium itself actually has a relaxing effect on muscles. So you can be using some of those things, but I really think what it comes down to is diet, but also a lifelong program of stretching. I can't emphasize this enough, is that early in life, we should be teaching youngsters to do programs of stretching, yoga. That is a very helpful practice to counteract the stresses of, you know, even high-end exercising. Without the stretching, you're going to develop stiffness. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And happy Father's Day to those of you out there celebrating. We'll get to calls in just a moment, but first this. In 1991, the World Health Organization gave a designation to coffee that it was possibly carcinogenic, that it could possibly cause cancer. It also suggested that mate, a popular caffeinated beverage consumed in Latin America, was probably carcinogenic. Well, they've had to do a reassessment on that because it turns out that studies that associated coffee with cancer were possibly confounded by the fact that many consumers of coffee also smoke lots of cigarettes. Right? Nothing, you know, as a former smoker, I'll tell you, nothing goes with a cup of coffee than a cigarette, right? Some of you ex-smokers can attest to that. So what's the deal? Is coffee carcinogenic or not? Well, it turns out that the coffee may be the opposite. It may be an anti-cancer agent because it turns out that studies have shown that a cup of coffee a day may keep liver cancer away. At least that form of cancer may be remediated by coffee consumption. So what's the deal? It turns out that after examining a larger database, the World Health Organization has reversed its position and now says that hot drinks of whatever variety may be the culprit. They may lead to cancer of the esophagus. Beverages surpassing 149 degrees Fahrenheit. So when you go to, after you've, ordered at the barista, get your thermometer out and make sure that your Starbucks is 149 degrees Fahrenheit or less. Because if it's greater than that, it may increase the risk of tumors in the esophagus. This according to researchers at USC and collaborators from 10 other countries. So the message published in the journal Lancet on June 15th, enjoy your coffee or mate, but make sure it's not very hot. Any beverage hotter than 149 degrees Fahrenheit is probably carcinogenic to humans, according to the study. So now we know that you better not drink such a hot beverage. By the way, yerba mate, hot yerba mate, very popular in South America, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay. They're all over hot mate, but they better curtail their habits because at such high temperatures, it may damage, inflame the esophagus, leading to cancer. All right. Let's talk now to Margaret. Welcome. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Hoffman. My question is that I have an oil furnace that leaked and they repaired it. And about a month ago, I inhaled the powder that they spread all over the concrete basement floor to cover the oil leak. And I have had a dry cough ever since, and the chest x-rays really don't show anything.
Yeah, they don't show the damage yet. Yeah, look, I mean, this illustrates a hazard, which is that, it's not unheard of for people to check into the doctor's office with a cough or even a bronchitis or pneumonia after exposure to ordinary household cleaners. You know, that maybe they mix wrong or that they inhale, that they breathe in. And this is just something that you're going to have to deal with tincture of time. You may, and not literally time, you may be writing this down and go, get some time, brew it. No, time, T-I-M-E. It may take some time for this reaction to subside. You may be given, if you have a cough, the kind of thing that's going to help this short term, unfortunately, is some oral steroid inhalers. That would be a remedy to kind of keep the inflammation down, because it's going to take a while for the body to take care of those particles. The body actually has a mechanism by which macrophages, which are little tiny Pac-Men within the bloodstream, travel to areas where there's damage or inflammation or foreign bodies, and the macrophages engulf these particles and take them away in the circulation. And that's what's happening in your body. It's going to happen for a while. That's what inflammation is about, is inflammation promotes greater blood flow, which allows the macrophages to do their cleanup job. And, I can't suggest anything magical that's going to make this better right away.
Except
an inhaled steroid.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I remember you mentioning a supplement. I don't know what it was, but you mentioned it years ago that helped the lung.
Okay, yeah, so there are natural anti-inflammatories, but they work slowly and for chronic problems, and this is an acute inhalation. So, yeah, you take anti-inflammatory things like ginkgo, which actually works not just in the brain but in the lungs. It's good for asthma. If you take lots of fish oil, that's good for the lungs and inflammation in the lungs. But this is an acute problem. And I think, if the cough is bothering you, keeping you up at night, then you may need to take a inhaled steroid for a while until you recover. Okay?
Would that interfere with my cardiac medications, Toprol and Digitalis?
You'd have to ask your doctor, but probably not. Probably not. And, the doctor who prescribes the steroid could just, review the medications you're taking, but it sounds like it's okay.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
My pleasure. And call the legal show next, because maybe I got a case here, because they shouldn't have left that stuff lying around. It's very toxic. All right. Let's talk now to Linda. Welcome. How are you doing? Hello, Linda. Are you there? Linda from New Jersey. Going once, going twice. All right.
Dr. Hoffman?
Oh, great. There you are. How you doing?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't blame you for walking away because you've been waiting for a long time.
I wouldn't do that. I waited for you. So I went to a dermatologist a couple months back, and I was, because I had a wart on my foot, my second part of my right toe, second toe, and for a couple months he was trying to freeze it off with that stuff that you put on to freeze it. And it's not really getting any better. Every time you go wait for his office,
it's on the sole of the foot, right?
It's on the second toe, in the inner part of the toe, and it looks like it could be affecting the bigger toe on the side of it.
Okay.
So I'm trying to this is actually what's sometimes referred to as a
plantar's wart.
Right.
It's, you know, which affects the feet. And those are very tenacious, very hard to get rid of. And I've had experience with them. And early when I was a kid, I had Leonard's warts, and I went to, you know, these podiatrists who froze it, burned it, sliced it, diced it, and all I got was a sore foot, and then it would grow back.
Right.
And what I've discovered over my lifetime is that it's a little bit of a barometer on my overall health, you know, whether or not the plantar wart will come back. And through really good nutritional support, you know, by taking a variety of immune supportive nutrients, high doses of vitamin C and selenium and zinc and adequate levels of vitamin D, I've kept them at check, because just cutting away at them, it's a physical removal of the wart. But if you have the underlying immune susceptibility to these warts, they will come back. So it's a little bit of a barometer on your immune system. And so what I've also noticed is that some of our patients who suffer from warts, whether it's on their feet or on their body, they may come in to see me for another type of problem, like maybe they want to prevent cancer from recurring, or maybe they have chronic hepatitis, or maybe they've had mono. And so we give them intravenous vitamin C. And I've had a couple of patients tell me that after having that treatment for some more serious problem, they've noticed that their warts are better. And that, what that says to me is that the high-dose vitamin C, the nutritional support that offers to the immune system, enables the immune system to take over and better fend off the warts. So is there, you know, everybody has a magical solution for warts. You know, is it duct tape? Duct tape can help sometimes. You occlude the wart. And then, you know, which is something you have to do for, you know, week in, week out for a long period of time. That can be helpful, but really I think it's a matter of strengthening the immune system with the right kind of immune support. You may also consider something called Empower. That's the brand name of AHCC, Active Hexose Correlated Compound. It's an immune supportive nutrient that's very popular in Japan. That's something that I take on a daily basis, and, you know, that really can help to fend off viral infections. It's a virus, essentially.
Right.
And when your body has got a competent immune system, it'll keep the virus in check so that it won't proliferate.
Where can I get that intel?
You can get it most, you know, nutritionally oriented pharmacies. We have it on stock at drhoffman.com in our store. It's one of our more popular supplements.
Okay? How do you spell that?
IMMPOWER, Empower, as in immune power. That's something that can be helpful. But, you know, overall, it's about your immune system. It even has to do with diet, sleep. You know, too much sugar in the diet may suppress your immune system. You know, really, you know, getting your diet really tuned up, consuming really healthy nutrients and avoiding bad stuff can allow your immune system to work more efficiently.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. 888-302-3684 is the number. We got another segment of the show in which to answer your questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and Robert from Manhattan, New York, my neighbor. In the very self-same small village in which I reside. How you doing?
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman, for taking my call. The reason why I'm calling is because in my building, unfortunately, there's leaks throughout the building, not every apartment, but mine, unfortunately, has leaks, and I've been breathing in, like, black toxic mold. I believe it's...
Wait, this is in Manhattan. In what type of building? Is it a new modern building or is it an old walk-up brownstone?
Actually, it's a building from 1929, and it used to be an old welfare hotel. It's called the Kenmore.
Okay, okay.
And I'm suffering from this called Kenmore Hall on 23rd Street.
Yeah.
And I've been very sick going to Bellevue Emergency Room, going to NYU Emergency Room. And all they want to do is, like, give me, like, a pump.
An inhaler.
That I have an inhaler, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they've been telling me that I have problems with my circulation, my blood pressure.
Sure.
When I get out of the building and I walk around for hours on end, I feel a lot better. But then when I have to come back into the building and sleep, I'm again sick. And then my cat is sick as also. So I know it's not...
No, that's surreal. It's not psychosomatic. I mean, it might be mental for you, but you can't, convince your cat that your cat's been exposed to something dangerous. So this is for real. It's a very real phenomenon. You know, I just recall an interesting historical fact is on the very portentous date of September 10th, 2001. You know what day that was? That was the day before 9/11. It was a slow news day, I guess, and the big headline in, I guess it was the Daily News or the Post, one of the tabloids in New York, was killer mold. Okay. And what it was about was there'd been, you know, a lot of rain and some hurricanes and there was a lot of mold growing and it was a public health crisis. Of course, that was overshadowed by the events of the next day, but Stachybotrys mold, which is the black mold you're talking about, not only can cause respiratory problems. You know, I think these doctors who are treating you in the ER may have a limited understanding of this because, yes, it can cause respiratory problems. All molds can cause, you know, sneezing, wheezing, you know, respiratory symptoms, but it can also cause devastating physical symptoms. And these symptoms include autoimmunity. Patients really feel under the weather. They have terrible malaise. And they have to be, first of all, removed from the toxic exposure. So this is something you're going to have to work out on a legal basis, is to get this remediated or get out of that place. Because it's very hard to remediate. And many landlords are only do sort of superficial, incomplete remediation. So you really got to get this handled. There even is passages in the Bible which talk about if your house is infested with mold, you know, all these ritual cleansings you can do, and if that doesn't help, just, you know, burn the place down and abandon it because it's a bad place to be. So you really need to have your immune system supported during this time. One of the best things that I can do for patients who have mold exposure is to give them glutathione intravenously, perhaps with some additional vitamin C, because vitamin C also helps to clear the system. Best administered intravenously. Of course, you can take plenty of vitamin C orally, and you can take glutathione precursors like N-acetylcysteine that'll help your system clear. Those are some of the things that can make a difference for mold sufferers, but it's a real serious and profound problem, and you really need to see a specialist. So there are people who specialize in environmental medicine. They work with people who've had mold exposure. Dr. Shoemaker, who is in Maryland, I don't know if he's still in practice, has written extensively about the problems of people who are mold exposed. And some people are unaware. They come in with these bewildering symptoms, and if you do the proper history, you realize that they have been mold exposed and their immune systems have been devastated. So you're under those, under the influence of that, and that's a tough situation to get handled via an emergency room as an outpatient, unfortunately. Let's talk to Bran in New Jersey. I want to get you in before the end of the broadcast. How you doing, Bran?
I think it's Fran. Fran.
Yeah, no, it's just the same person who got the vowel vowels. In this case, she had a problem with the consonant.
I have an infected tooth, which I just had a root canal on it, which is kind of extensive, and the dentist doesn't have too much hope that this is going to be repaired and wants to remove it. And I I'm calling to see if there's anything that
Let me explain. Here's the problem: is when you have a bad tooth, one of the advances in modern dentistry is that we can save virtually any tooth. Tooth can be almost rotten to the core, and yet, in the old days, we just get a pair of pliers and pull the teeth. In fact, it was a sign of good dentistry that people could afford to go to a dentist, and pull all their teeth out and give them dentures, which were expensive in the old days. My grandfather had dentures, I think, from the time he was like 45. He was a well-to-do guy, so he had good dentistry, which meant he got, a nice, well-fitting pair of dentures early in life. Now what we do is we restore, we repair, we cap, we do root canals, we use a lot of endodontics, and as a result, we're keeping a lot of devitalized teeth in people's mouths. And these teeth don't have nerves, and you don't feel the pain of that may be associated with the infection. That's a warning sign. And you're getting basically poison put into your body from the toxins produced by the bacteria that may interact with your immune system and really wreak havoc. There's a Dr. George Meinig, who is now deceased, who's written a treatise on this, about the harmful effects of root canals on overall health. And I personally was faced with the same situation you were faced with about, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. It was a root canal that I had done when I was much younger. And years later, it became reinfected. And so the doctor said, look, I can give you antibiotics. I can clean it out. I can close it up. But it's going to cause you problems. He was a holistic dentist. He said, it's just better for you to get the tooth out. And yes, it's an irrevocable thing. You lose a tooth. And you think, wow, I'm losing little bits and pieces of myself. I want to hold on to that. Don't hold on to it. Get rid of it. Get it pulled, because it's going to cause you problems. It's possibly got infection that's deep in the pulp that's hard to sterilize, hard to eradicate. And even if it's not, even if it's temporarily cured, the devitalized tooth will become sort of like flypaper for bacteria that will find their way in there and create a reinfection. And even if you don't have pain, you may have malaise in your body or other types of symptoms that are attributable to the root canal. So I would say get the tooth out. There's no natural thing under the sun that's more powerful than these antibiotics that they're administering to you. I could say take oregano, take olive leaf. These are natural antibiotics, but they're not as powerful as the prescription antibiotics that are available. All right, thanks very much for joining us once again. A happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Read the articles that you'll find at drhoffman.com and shop at our store. Listen to our extensive podcasts. We have 4 additional podcasts every week. Interesting stuff. Have a great weekend.